the KGEZ Good Morning Show with Robin Mitchell and John Hendrickson. Joining us today, our Flathead County Public Information Officer, Tanith Bradley.
Good morning, John.
Hi.
Good morning, Robin.
Hi.
Welcome. So, bring us up to date. The Employer's Choice Award, Randy talked a little bit about that this morning.
Yeah, you guys had a conversation this morning.
Yeah.
Well, we were incredibly honored to be the recipient runner-up for the Employer Choice Award for 2024. So there was quite a few things. Thank you, John. There's quite a few things that our county has been doing to implement some change in our government workforce environment that everyone really came together to make some pretty dramatic changes. And it's obviously shown being the recipient of this reward.
Yeah, I'd say so. Wow. Yeah, I'm having a hard time trying to figure out who would beat us out for that.
Well, it was across all of Flathead, and that was from the Job Service Employers Council of Flathead. So, I mean, it was a pretty big honor.
Yeah.
And we faced some pretty intense challenges following the COVID-19 emergency in 2021. And in November of 2021, we implemented the human capital strategy. So we had a bunch of different attempts to really overhaul a few of the services that we provide at Flathead County government, and it made a huge difference. We offer an enhanced benefit package. So we've got enhanced health care, we've reduced deductibles and premiums. We also do this amazing development opportunities for our employees. So we've got different programs, lectures, workshops, training seminars. So we really want to foster this culture of leadership within the people working with us.
All right.
And I just have noticed that, first of all, we don't see so many job openings for the county anymore.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty difficult for us to fill those jobs. And we really had to work on a few different things. Like one of the things that we really did was we reinvigorated our culture of safety. And Commissioner Abel really led the charge for that. And safety's been a huge focus with insurance providers, the Montana Association of Counties, and Montana State Fund. And we really wanted to update a lot of those systems. Another thing that we did that I think really has helped with bringing people in is we've improved our salary. So that's actually gone up 12.5%. But at the same time, we've managed to do all that by decreasing our budget 2%.
Oh, yeah. What are you guys, magicians or something?
We do our best, Robin.
Jiminy. I was thinking it sounds like a pretty desirable place to work. And there's not many openings now?
We always have a couple openings in a few different departments, and I post those on our county website, flathead.mdmt.gov.
Okay.
And so you can go and apply online directly there. But another thing that's really helped is we have a pretty long turnover rate as far as from the time of application to hiring, and we really try and keep that under 30 days now, and that's been a huge improvement.
Yeah, slow to hire, slow to fire, right?
We try. We definitely try. Yeah. Some of the other things that we're doing besides our streamlining that hiring process is we've put my position into place. So as the public information officer, I specifically am responsible for all of our social media presence, and we really want to try and reach a new audience and bring people in. So I'm on there every day, and I'm interacting with the community, and we really want to bring the community in and have those conversations and it not just be the government and the public.
You know, it's my experience growing up here and living here a good portion of my life now, maybe half at this point, but the county's always been a little bit invisible.
Yeah.
You know, the city governments get the headlines. You know, the state gets the headlines, the governor, and even our legislature gets the headlines, but not much. The city's kind of, I mean, the county's just kind of in the background operating as a finely oiled machine, but nonetheless operating quietly, and we don't hear much of them. So this is an opportunity for us to learn more about what our county does for us. I'm not sure everybody really understands.
Yeah, I mean, speaking from as a citizen point of view, I didn't until I came on board. And one of the another program that we implemented just really recently, last November, we started this onboarding process. So when we get new people working for us, we take them around and we introduce them to every single one of our departments, and we give them a little synopsis of what everything does, so they recognize that even though they're in one specific department, they're part of something larger. And I think that that sense of belonging and that sense of community within the workforce is really important. And I was able to attend it last Tuesday, and it was fabulous. Really enjoyed myself.
As a new employee or as the PEIO?
Both.
Okay.
Absolutely both. And because we traveled together as a group, me and all the new employees, and Commissioner Abel went with us. He rode on the mountain climber with us when we went around town, and they told us what everyone did and what the different departments were responsible. So I also got to meet other people that were new hires from different departments, and that was like a bonding for us.
My gosh, so when you go out somewhere for dinner, you'll actually recognize somebody you might work with.
Oh, it's happened already. Ran into them having tacos a few nights ago. It's like, I remember you.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. All right, so this is pretty exciting stuff. Congratulations to everybody at Flathead County and the commissioners and everybody who's made this award happen.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's been, like I said, a lot of work from our county commissioners, being able to see all of these possibilities and then really give the go-ahead and let change happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, while you've been talking, you talked about you do the social media every day.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, I'll search Flathead County on social media. Takes me to X. I've been, anti-Elon Musk for some time, but it's asking me to authenticate, so I'll become a member. So, I've never wanted to be a member of a club that would have me. match the icons. See, they just make it so difficult
sometimes
on an old guy.
Sometimes it can be a little confusing, especially with the transition from Twitter to X. But we primarily do Facebook, Instagram, X, Nextdoor, and then we have our county website.
Well, the county website has really improved over the last year.
Yeah, our IT team does a fabulous job, and they work really, really hard and very diligently. I mean, we have one IT tech team for everybody, and that they're able to cover all of our needs is pretty phenomenal.
So tell us a little bit about what's going to happen Monday.
This coming Monday, we've got Representative Sinke at the 911 center, and he's going to pass out giant oversized checks to different departments and different counties that have been allotted a bunch of federal funds, some millions of dollars.
All right, Congressman Ryan Zinke will be in town Monday, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that, especially having so many commissioners from different counties and heads of department being able to all partake in that together.
Okay. Hey, thanks so much for a great report this morning.
Thanks for having me, boys.